try Liquid Zeolite today.
Edition of America Tonight. It's all about a budget, baby. Oh, don't we know it in our own families? How many of you have ever had to do a budget? How many of you are lousy at budgets? Well, this from Washington was a pretty lousy budget, but it was to be expected. After all, the last time the president talked about a budget and cutting a deficit, he said the deficit would be cut in half by the time at the end of his first term. You got to be careful about those promises. Why? Because we live in an era of massive technology and it's very easy to dig all that kind of stuff up. He said it in February of 2009. Now he's talking something a little bit different, but it sounds almost the same. You listen.
The time for self-inflicted wounds to our economy has to be over. Now's the time for action. Now's the time for all of us to move forward.
Boy, I wish we could move forward. The biggest problem is how can we when there's a log jam in the legislative branch? We need term limits. We need people who are serious in Washington. We need a lot of change, and we certainly need hope. That wasn't what they were peddling the first time around. It seemed like they were, but it didn't really turn out that way. So the rosy picture for this budget falls flat, and it's not a surprise that the Republicans wouldn't like more big government and wouldn't like what is heaped on to this. But the president says he feels upbeat about the economic recovery. He says he feels really upbeat about it. However, as part of the $3.8 trillion spending plan for 2013, it included something that shows the nation's gross domestic product moving ahead by 3.6% this year and 4.4% in 2013, and the unemployment rate being 7.5% next year. They're predicting the recovery will produce big growth in 2014 and then slow a little in 2015. I must be missing something here. Who is seeing signs that the economy is on the mend? I love it when they say we're not out of the woods yet. Out of the woods? We're trapped in the middle of the woods. Are you kidding? We're like Hansel and Gretel without the crumbs. The president's numbers are much higher than forecast from even the CBO. I mean, they're higher than Ben Bernanke was talking about. Nobody likes this budget. This is just what you call politics. So $4 trillion in deficit cuts over the next 10 years. Under this plan, the deficit would fall $901 billion in 2013, shrink to $575 billion in 2018. But guess what happens? You heard what I say, 2013, 2018. What happens in the short term? Raising spending on programs that they're arguing is going to help recovery and help momentum. Weren't we sold this bill of goods before and it didn't work? Nah, we're not interested. Forget it. We don't like this budget. And the Republicans are going to sink it anyway, so it's never going to become a reality. It'll just be a lot of chitter-chatter on the Hill. So forget it. Forget that I even mentioned it. The other big story that people are talking about is the death of an iconic singer, Whitney Houston. If you never really heard any of her pop tunes because you don't like pop music, yeah, you definitely know her name. You know her national anthem rendition. We've played it several times here on America Tonight. During the Gulf War, if you watched the Super Bowl, you remember that. She was incredible. She hit all the right notes, and she often did with her music. When she wasn't singing, she hit some sour tunes and some rough patches, whether it was with cocaine or crack or arrests or other things. Now it seems her poison was prescription drugs, maybe mixed with alcohol. The coroner released the body, and Whitney Houston is back in New Jersey. There's going to be a big tribute on Friday. Lots of people, thousands of people expected to attend that. The toxicology reports won't be forthcoming. It'll probably be at least 6 to 8 weeks before anything happens there. We talk about texting a lot on America Tonight. Texting while driving is such a no-no. I don't know how people do it in the first place. Maybe it's me and maybe I'm half blind. I don't know. The idea of trying to drive and text at the same time, it just doesn't work for me. And I'm not challenged in that area. I certainly can text. Why people can't just pull over and do it, I don't get it. In New York, they released some interesting statistics I thought I would share right at the top of the show. Do you know in the state that they have ticketed more than 118,000 drivers for using cell phones behind the wheel and texting? A new law took effect last July. So ticketing rates for texting have more than doubled, according to the governor, Andrew Cuomo. Texting and handheld cell phone use is banned, and is blamed for the deaths of more than 5,000 people and more than 440,000 people nationwide. This is stuff that was released from the Department of Motor Vehicles. I'm not pulling those numbers out of thin air. In New York, they really try to enforce this as much as they can, as much as you can catch somebody on a cell phone. They have a law that made using any kind of electronic held hand devices illegal. You're not supposed to do it. So they've been able to stop a lot of people and ticket them. I think that's a good thing. To be killed because someone was texting, I just can't even imagine. We've seen it with trains. We've seen some terrible things happen as a result of it. And usually the texting is constant and is just jibber-jabber nonsense, love-sick, puppy-sick crap that has killed people. And I really have no tolerance for that. You could easily pull over. You could easily wait till the shift is over. You could easily wait till you're on a break. So it just makes absolutely no sense, especially somebody where they are driving anything. We go from banning texting and driving to something that I think would be pretty interesting to try to really enforce. But there's an Arizona bill where they're trying to make teachers' speech comply with FCC rules. It means that cursing in Arizona public schools could cost teachers their jobs if this bill goes through. It would require the teachers to limit their speech to language that is compliant with the Federal Communications Commission. Do you think they know what that is? That's the stuff that's said on TV or radio. The bill is 1467, and they've got a three strikes penalty system for anyone teaching in public schools who violate those standards. The only thing is the enforcement. Can you imagine inappropriate language in front of students? How many students are using four-letter words in the classroom? Why would they have a bill where you have to limit obscene, indecent, and profane speech? I never had a teacher that did that. Never. Did any of you have a teacher that did that in your life? They say they've had that there's some that's so grossly offensive to members of the public that they wouldn't even want to, certainly wouldn't want to hear it in the classroom. Wow, I just find that so hard to believe. The first penalty, the first offense, would be a 1 week suspension without pay. And if you did it three times, you would be fired. So who's going to turn in the teacher, the kids? How are they going to monitor that? I'm just thinking out loud. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody's gone away. Said they're moving to L.A. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's moving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane.
Well, you better leave town if you forget Valentine's Day and you have a significant other, because it is one of those self proclaimed holidays of love for so many people around the world that you just can't ignore it, whether it's Hallmarky or not, whether you do things for the person that you're with without being prompted to do it, you are kind of forced into recognizing it. So I'm just giving you fair warning. You have to come up with something, even if you draw a Valentine with a crown and cut out a heart. You have to come up with something, guys. You have to come up with something. You know, it is interesting that I got some Valentine's cards in the mail, and they were from family members. I thought it was pretty cool, like a niece card and what was the other one? I got one from a cousin, which was kind of gigging me, so it was a sarcastic card, but I was surprised, so Valentines are for all kinds of people. You remember when you were a kid and you had to give Valentines to everybody in the class, and there was somebody that you really wanted to give the Valentine to, and somehow it got messed up? I think everybody has one of those stories. Matt, you probably have one of those stories. Do you remember when you were a kid, like when you were in kindergarten and first grade, you always came home with a whole bunch of Valentines, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and tons of candy and chocolates and all that. Yeah. It was a good time.
I think so, too. I think when you're a kid, it's the best time, because it's not about love. It's just kind of
like a second Halloween.
Yes, yes. It used to be one of my favorite things, because that's what it is. It's like a play date. Play date day at school. Whoops, okay, half day today. We're going to eat cupcakes. We're going to hand each other Valentines. We're going to draw Valentines for our families. And then you're out the door. Poof. It's great. It's magical. when you're older, it's different. It's not always so magical for people. In fact, on our next show, we're going to talk with Dennis Fuller. He's a divorce attorney, about how his business shoots up in February and really shoots up as you get closer to Valentine's Day. A lot of people file papers on other people. Isn't that awful? Nothing like getting, especially if you didn't want it or didn't expect it. It's one thing if somehow this was happening, but to get it then, oh, there's just something so nasty about that. And apparently there are people that send other people black roses, and they mean it. It's not a joke. They're not being funny. They're being nasty. So not everything about Valentine's Day is hunky-dory for some. I wonder what a Valentine would read between Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, and his star quarterback, Peyton Manning. There is just so much speculation with Peyton Manning and what's happening with him. The draft is coming up at the end of April, and it just stands to reason that the Colts with the first pick will go with Andrew Luck, the quarterback for Stanford. So Jim Irsay, who is being stalked like by the sports paparazzi, had a few things to say about hard to pass up Andrew Luck or Griffin, trying to decide which way to go, because Griffin, the Heisman winner, is also a quarterback out of Baylor University, although I think he ends up going fourth with Cleveland. But they still have to make a choice on Robert Griffin or Andrew Luck. And what about Peyton? And he kind of hints or teases that he can't imagine him in another uniform. Take a listen.
With Griffin and with Luck, and the way it's shaping up in the top part of that draft, you know, which very likely can go one and two, like it was with Peyton and Ryan Leaf, you know, where we had to make a tough decision. And it's most likely one of those quarterbacks that you really feel are the best player in the draft. You can't pass that up. That would be hard to imagine. I know from my perspective, I'm not trading him. There's great loyalty and there's great lifelong connections that you have with people that have come and go. But at the same time, your responsibility is to make sure you're not making decisions on a sentimental aspect. This isn't fantasy football.
Ooh, it's not fantasy football. So what do you think happens with good old Peyton Manning? You won a Super Bowl with the Colts, but we saw what happened with his neck. He's due a big fat bonus. Will the Colts actually let him loose, cut him loose? Will they keep him in the fold? Will he end up retiring? Matt, what do you think happens of those scenarios? Do you think the Colts, for all the people listening who like fantasy football, by the way, will the Colts keep him, or do you think they send him packing? I think they're going to cut him loose.
I think within the next month they will cut him, and he'll try to start shopping himself around, prove to everyone that he's healthy, and he'll end up signing with some team that needs a quarterback to kind of get over the hump. I already read earlier that people are speculating maybe he could get on to Houston if Schaub's not ready to come back right away, because all they really need is a quarterback. That team has a great defense, great running game, great wide receivers. If Peyton comes down there, even if Schaub is healthy, if Peyton comes down there and can play a little bit like he used to, they'd probably be one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know about other teams. I've heard like the Redskins, but I don't really see that working out. I've heard the Dolphins, but they got a new coach, a new system.
Jets has been brought up a few times.
They got the Sanchez, though. I don't know.
Sanchez is crappy. He's disappointing. Are you kidding? One minute he's a superstar.
But I hear he's been hanging out with Kate Upton, so he's got that going for him.
He's a good-looking guy, yes, but he's not much in the department
Do you know who Kate Upton is?
No. Actress?
No. She kind of hit the scene last year, and this year she's on the cover of the
model.
Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Model, yeah.
She's like 19 or 20.
Yeah, and she's good-looking.
No, she's not bad on the eyes, that's for sure.
As soon as he said that, I saw the Sports Illustrated thing. Wow. Models and athletes. Look at Andy Roddick and his now wife, what's her name? Brooklyn Decker. So, the Jets could be the player. The Jets could be the player in this, but who knows? I think they cut him loose though. And Irsay is, you know, he's hinting at that. He's at the very last comment that he said there about sentimental reasons. That's a huge bonus to give him. I don't think he's convinced that he's okay. They had the one little thing that came out in the media a week or so ago, the Peyton talking about the franchise, and Ursay didn't like it, and I think the handwriting's on the wall there. Definitely, absolutely. All right, speaking of the handwriting on the wall, this story has kind of gone away a little bit, but it hasn't gone completely away because he hasn't had his day in court yet. But Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State coach, assistant coach, was allowed to see his grandkids. A judge ruled that he was allowed to do that. Because if you remember, this child sex trial, this child sex abuse trial, is happening soon in the next couple of weeks, actually into March is when it'll happen. So he requested to be able to see his kids, and they're going to work on the jury selection stuff, but I think that's going to be a huge problem. I think with the 52 criminal counts that he faces for the sexual abuse of 10 boys over a 15-year period, which he's denied, I think they're going to have a hard time finding a jury locally. I think they're having a hard time actually anywhere, but they may go for a change of venue. But Sandusky made news because he was allowed to see adult visitors and grandkids under, get this, their parent supervision, except for the three grandkids who are the subject of custody litigation. And that was interesting because it made news talking about the grandkids. He's waiting his trial. He's in home confinement, and he has to stay. He's been ordered to remain indoors because there's concern by neighbors about the safety of kids at the elementary school behind his house and all that other sort of stuff. So they had asked that he could see the grandkids, and that's what they decided was okay. It was okay that he would be able to see his family. I'll tell you, it's going to be wild to watch this thing go down and see, one, how they pick the jury, how long that takes, and then ultimately what happens at this trial, especially in the wake of the death of the football coach, the legend, Joe Paterno, last month. Man, oh, man. Stay with us. Coming up next, a couple of great interviews you don't want to miss.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This is a great woman that we interviewed before, and I really like the conversation we had with Julia Shopik. She wrote a book called Honest Medicine, and she wrote the book for, I think, a lot of different reasons, but she became a patient advocate. And one of the reasons why is because she cared for her husband. Back in 1990, her husband, Tim Fisher, was diagnosed with a serious cancerous brain tumor. And I think some of us, this is news that some of you have had to deal with in your life and have had to figure out what you're going to do. So for the first 5 years after he was actually diagnosed, they followed what the doctors were telling him to do and the recommendations, which I can imagine that's what all of us think. He had surgery, underwent the chemo and the radiation, all the stuff that you normally hear about, and all of the treatments. But then there were side effects and complications, and that's when really Julia got wise to all of this, and that's a lot of what this book is about. Julia, thanks for coming back on the show with us.
And thanks for inviting me, Kate. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, and I think it's so powerful to tell that story about your husband, because I'd have to say, you know what, I would think the same thing. I'm married. If that happened with my husband, I'd be, you know, I'd go through those stages of grief, and I've got to be the one. I've got to help. What am I going to do? And I'm sure you think doctor knows best, and I would do the same thing. And then you realize that something wasn't right, that it wasn't working, right?
I did, because he started, Kate, after about, as you said, the five-year mark, he just started to develop every complication that you can get from the treatment, not from the tumor. And, for instance, he even had a radiation-caused stroke. I had never known that you could get a stroke from radiation to the head, but you can. And he had several seizures, and he had, oh, my goodness, the skin kept giving a problem, and he got water on the brain. I can't even. I just, at a certain point, the five-year mark is about it, I decided I got to do something. I've got to find some kinds of treatments that are going to make his life not only prolonged, because I loved him, but more pleasant and healthier. So that's when I started researching, and we found a nutritionist whose area, believe it or not, was cancer and brain tumors. Her name is Dr. Jean Wallace, And I started, you know, really watching his diet and giving him a lot of supplements. And he outlived his prognosis by, are you ready for this? 12 years. He had really been given 3 years by the doctors, and he lived for 15. So we really were, you know, I was delighted. And the doctors, unfortunately, weren't even interested in the things that I had found for him. And, you know, selfishly, I guess that was okay with me, because at least they weren't stopping me, you know, from doing good things for him.
Yeah.
But then at around in 2001, he had a recurrence of his tumor. And this is at the time that I got the real aha moment that made me really want to put the germ in my head for writing a book. What happened was that his suture line, he had the surgery for the recurrence, and the suture line would not heal. And the doctors kept doing what they know how to do, which was to keep operating on this poor man's head to try to find two pieces of skin that would heal. And the more they did this, the worse he got. He had walked into the surgery just joking and, you know, in very good shape. And by the time they were through with him after 8 surgeries to try to find 2 pieces of skin that would heal, he was brain damaged, he was paralyzed, and he was incontinent. And at that point, a doctor friend that I was just talking with on behalf of a client, you know, I do public relations as well, and this doctor said, have you heard of Silverlon? And I said, Silver, who, what? You know? And he told me about this wonderful product, which, by the way, I've never had any financial ties with. I just sing its praises because it saved my husband's life.
Right.
It is pieces of material that are impregnated with silver. And the doctors gave me permission to put it on his head. He was in the hospital, of course. And within 48 hours, his skin started to heal, to really close up. Overnight, you could tell that it was healing. And this is when I just learned a lot about the medical profession. Do you think the doctors were happy to see this?
No.
Not really.
No.
They actually went out of their way to tell me that they thought that it was not what I found, and they had the accent on what you found, you know, me, that worked. And I said, well, what do you think it was? And this doctor who said that to me said, I think it was the vancomycin kicking in. And vancomycin is the antibiotic, the IV antibiotic. And I said, but Bill, he's been on this antibiotic, this vancomycin, for 6 weeks. And this doctor said, well, vanco is like that. It kicks in.
Mm.
I was amazed. And my head started to swim, and I started to think, there must be other treatments out there that work that the doctors just don't accept because they aren't told about them by either a pharmaceutical company or a fellow doctor, and that can really help to save lives, like the Silverlon did for my husband. I hope I didn't abbreviate that story too much. But.
No. And I think it's very powerful, and people are listening to this. This is why look to other alternatives, dig deeper. This is what Julia did. And, you know, this is the question that comes up, and you pretty much answered it right there at the tail end. Why don't these types of treatments, why don't they do more clinical trials on them, for goodness sake? Because there is a success story, and I guarantee there are others. And the answer is, it's not part of the cycle of the pharmaceutical companies and the money. It's big money that's involved in medicine. Don't you think that this is part of the problem?
I think it's a huge part of the problem. And part of the problem, too, Kate, is that the treatment, I decided to write about treatments as the subtitle of my book, Honest Medicine Says, that are effective, time-tested, inexpensive. I kind of put the emphasis on inexpensive and non-toxic, and that work for life-threatening disease, because the problem here is that clinical trials are done mostly by drug companies, and the drug companies have to feel they will get a return on their investment. And, for instance, one of the treatments that I write about, low-dose naltrexone, for autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, lupus, Crohn's, it costs $25 to $40 maximum a month. No drug company that we know of would want to spend the billions of dollars a clinical trial takes cost to check this drug out in a big way. And if they did, guess what would happen? The price would go up to, say, $1,000 to $2,000 a month from $25 to $40. That would be tragic in itself.
Yeah, no kidding. So depressing. And see, I know people are listening to this. This is powerful information, powerful stuff. And they're going to write me emails. They're going to send me emails and they're going to say, as happened before, how do they find out about these treatments? How can they get these treatments if they're in the middle of this or they're trying to uncover different things for their loved one or for themselves?
Well, one of the things would be to read my book, obviously, Honest Medicine. You can get it on Amazon. You can just go to honestmedicine.com, which is my website, my blog.
Sure.
And there are links to Amazon, and there are links to Barnes & Noble to buy my book. And also it's available on Kindle and Nook. But the main thing is that these treatments have been around that I write about, and I can tell you briefly about some if you want me to. But
well,
they've been around for years and years and years.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think you're right. I think that what somebody would have to do, because it would take us forever to go through all the treatments, but if they get your book, you do such an effective job of that. You tell about these different treatments and the things that you can do and the things that you can look at. And you've got a website set up, too, that has the link to every resource, right?
Honestmedicine.com. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of trademarking Honest Medicine. That's me.
You need to do that, definitely. You need to blog about even more of these experiences. Absolutely. In writing this book, what ultimately, for everybody that's listening, what do you hope happens? That they poke a little further and just don't take a doctor at his word?
Yeah, what I hope happens is, you know how when you go to the doctor, Kate, and you trust the doctor, and then the treatments in many cases work. I'm not talking about these cases, but in many cases they don't work. And often the doctor will say, that's all that there is. Don't believe it. Because the rest of that sentence should be, and if they would say this, I would be so grateful, these are the only treatments that I know about. And with the internet out there, and with books like mine and lots of other books, believe me, you can find treatments. I mean, the treatments I write about work for a wide variety of illnesses and diseases, including autoimmune diseases. One of them that I write about works for end-stage liver disease. It has kept a lot of people from having liver transplants. And, of course, one of my favorites, the ketogenic diet, is fantastic for childhood epilepsy and even for adult epilepsy. And your doctor may not, will not, probably won't tell you about these treatments. They are not big money makers for big pharma. And I get excited, you know, because as you pointed out, people wrote to you or called you, how can I find out about these treatments and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
This is my God's work, because I almost get a teary-eyed when I say that people have written to me at julia@honestmedicine.com, and they ask me, how can we find a doctor that will prescribe low-dose naltrexone for autoimmune diseases? How can we find a hospital that will administer the ketogenic diet? My child has epilepsy. I need the ketogenic diet. And this is just so wonderful that I feel that I can help people. And this is wonderful.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree. I agree, Julia. We're almost out of time. I just want to remind everyone, she's got incredible information in here. It's exactly what Julia is saying. Go and pick up a copy of Honest Medicine. Really, you owe it to yourself to have this, so you've got a reference. Julia Shopik, thanks so much for coming on our show again.
And Kate, thank you so much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with both
Bodega Guest House, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Only 70-plus days until the world's greatest auction gets underway in professional sports. Bet you can't guess what it is. The answer's next with me, the Sports Princess on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
NFL Draft is one of the most anticipated events in the offseason. Teams set up war rooms, trade up and down in the draft order, hoping to secure the best player from the college ranks. There are 7 rounds and 256 picks. It lasts 3 days this year. It starts on April 26th. The first draft was held in 1936 at the Ritz in Philly. 90 players were on the list. The first chosen was Jay Berwanger. The Eagles couldn't sign the University of Chicago Heisman Trophy winner, so they traded him to the Bears. He still passed, wanting to remain an amateur. One thing hasn't changed since the 30s. The team with the worst record the previous year gets to draft first, unless they trade it away. This year, when the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, opens things up at Radio City Music Hall in New York, the Colts go first after a dismal 2-14 season. Indianapolis is expected to pick Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. The death of Whitney Houston, what happened, especially even though the L.A. coroner is being a little bit vague and saying it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks before the official cause of death, we know that she was taking a lot of prescription drugs, and then there was alcohol perhaps involved, and just a very sad, sad story and a sad commentary, really, on where we are right now in the U.S. A lot of people mixing potent prescription drugs together, and not even actually just forget the alcohol part. They don't even know how those drugs are going to react, and they haven't consulted anyone, including the pharmacist. So who better to join us to talk about this than, you know, they've covered this a zillion times, a lot of stories in Men's Health Magazine, and one of the editors from Men's Health Magazine, Greg Stebbin. Greg, thanks for popping on ATN.
It's great to be here. You know, this is really, it's a tragedy for a lot of reasons. I mean, clearly, it's a tragedy for Whitney Houston's family, her friends, the music industry. She's a young woman. But what most people don't realize is these kinds of deaths are happening all the time in people that are way too early to die. They're getting addicted to prescription meds. Often in cases, they're painkillers. There's a whole industry in some states that are has just been created to feed people painkillers. They become easily addicted, and then in many cases they mix them with alcohol, and then the number of people who are way too young to die are dying from the same kind of overdose that it looks like Whitney Houston may have died of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's what I said at the top. A lot of times people don't even know how any of these drugs, absolutely, they don't know how that mixing the meds, as you were saying, with the alcohol, what it can do to you. And it's just happening more and more and more. And certainly with the celebrity deaths, the first thing I thought of was Heath Ledger, and then Michael Jackson naturally comes to mind, and Whitney Houston. I wonder if this is just the beginning of this sad string of celebrities.
Well, let me put this into perspective here. We actually did a story about this kind of drug overdose a year ago. It was exactly a year ago. And I remember the first time I read this article, it chilled my heart. I'm going to read you some statistics from that article. In 18 states, the number of deaths caused by drugs now exceeds the number of motor vehicle deaths.
Kidding.
That's staggering.
Yes.
That's staggering. By 2004, prescription and over-the-counter drugs were responsible for far more years of lost potential life than all accidents from falls, firearms, drownings, fires, and non-medication poisonings combined. There are more and more people taking meds, either don't understand the danger of mixing them or actually getting addicted to them or mixing them with other meds or alcohol, and the number of people who are dying is tremendous. And then there's a whole other side of this, Kate, that's equally scary. There's certain states, like we talk about in this article, Ohio and Florida, where there are small towns where, for instance, there's a town in Ohio that has 80,000 people. The population is 80,000 people. And that town has 9 clinics dedicated to pain relief, 9 pain clinics. And they're finding now that these kind of clinics are leading people to take these kinds of painkillers that lead to addiction. The people get hooked. They go out and start looking for stronger and stronger drugs. These are not people that you would have ever looked at and thought this is someone who would be a drug addict. These are people like you and I, and they're just now trying to fight the addiction in addition to the pain. And in many cases, it's leading to one or two different things. Death, as we've seen in the case of Whitney Houston. But here's the other shocker. Huge surges in local crime. Why? They're stealing stuff to feed their drug addict. And these are good, law-abiding people, or previously law-abiding people, who fell into a cycle of drug addiction that probably started as something like fighting pain and had no idea, were completely naive about how powerful these drugs or doctors were that they were given.
Wow, how scary is that to think? I mean, just what you just said, the statistics in that one town in Ohio, 9 pain clinics, so then you do the math and you think the people going in and out of there, and then what happens as a result. Jeez, and you know what, Greg, what's the answer to this problem? You know, there's the $1 million question, or the $10 million question. What's the answer? Because I think people they're just trying to stop the pain, or they're placating themselves or whatever. How do you break that cycle?
I think there's a lot of forces that are going to make it very hard to break the cycle.
Yep.
One is, and I don't mean to point fingers, but I think it's pretty obvious to see, painkillers and medication is a huge business. And how do you break a cycle where you have the pharmaceutical industry that spends, I don't know, billions of dollars on marketing and advertising. And I don't mean to say they're bad, but we are taking more and more drugs that are more and more dangerous, and they're easier and easier to get. And that is a recipe for disaster. And as we see in the story, I mean, we're seeing the disaster unfold in front of us. There are towns like this one in Ohio where the population, they open the paper every day and look at the opiates and expect to see people there who have died at 20 or 30 or 40. And usually the death is listed as died in their sleep, but they now know they didn't die of natural causes in their sleep. They died of some kind of addiction. And this could be your brother, your cousin, your nephew. You know, think if that was someone who was close to you, how tragic that would be. And you know what? You may actually know someone this young who's passed away. I'm talking to everybody now, and the family just didn't say that's what really happened. And I think that's part of the other problem, is there's a lot of shame in this, and people don't talk about what's really happening so that it can be more out in the open. It's way too many young people to be dying this way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree, because it's the prescribing the pills, it's the vicious circle of it, it's the money that's to be made there, and ultimately, before you know it, you're hooked on it. I mean, how many people have I talked to, professionals, just even, and I've said this a couple of times now in this interview, you just forget the alcohol, just addicted to all kinds of different painkillers, and it gets worse. They can't get off of it, then they get onto something else, and it is just like any other, almost like any other illegal drug. They end up, I've known two people, Greg, professional people, very, very successful, but, you know, both of them, what they had in common is they were in car accidents and needed painkillers, got so addicted to them, they had to go and dry out. I mean, they had to go to a clinic to just get off of them.
That's exactly right. And the other thing is, these are not people who were heavy drinkers necessarily or did play with recreational drugs. So I think that is a factor as well. It's even more foreign because they don't think of themselves as someone who recreationally experiments with these things. Or they're drinkers, but they don't think of themselves as drug takers because they're not. They're just taking pills that their doctors gave them. This is a real wake-up call, what happened to Whitney Houston. We have seen her go from, I think, a fairly innocent young woman in the early days of her career, and watched what happened to her life. And in a sense, her story is extreme, but in another sense, her story is the same story that is playing out in many families and many towns around the country. And let's hope people are talking more about this, and we're getting better at identifying a problem in themselves or in friends and family, so that these kinds of deaths can go down instead of continuing to increase.
Yeah, I so agree with you. Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine. Check it out. Thanks so much for coming on ATN.
It's great to be here, Katie.